We got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today, Tucker Havel. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in to tell your story. You got your first buck this deer season, huh?
Yep, a nice spike horn.
A nice spike horn. And were you hunting in Marquette County?
No. I believe it was up in Lots or Baraga.
Okay, so Baraga County. All right.
Yeah, Baraga.
And Tucker, tell everyone how old you are.
My last birthday was on September 12th. I am currently 12.
And, you were hunting with your dad, right?
No, with my dad's friend, Kevin.
Really?
Dad and my brother Tanner were scaring deer towards us, so it was a team effort.
Well, how cool is that?
Pretty cool.
So Tanner and your dad were driving the deer toward you, and you were with Kevin. By the way, what's Kevin's last name?
I actually don't know.
That's okay. He was your dad's friend. And you were in Baraga County, and you ended up getting this spike horn. Tell the folks a little bit about how it all happened and you know, how you saw the deer first and what was going on.
The deer appeared from a tree on the left side. Usually Kevin saw the deer come from the right side, but this one was a special one. This one walked in from the left, and he stopped at the bait pile, but then he walked a little bit off to the right. He got behind a tree, so neither I or Kevin could see him. I could see his head moving around, but that wasn't a clear shot. After a few minutes of just standing there checking the area, he stepped out and started eating at the bait pile.
Oh, you had some bait out? Okay.
Yeah, we had some bait out so he could come over there.
So you saw him. How far away was he when you first saw him?
Maybe 80 yards, 70.
And then how close did he come in once he got on the bait?
He stuck around 80 and 70.
Okay.
Stuck around there.
So it wasn't a short shot then?
It wasn't. We were practicing 100-yard shots just earlier that day.
And will you tell the folks a little bit about what the gun was you were using?
I was using a 243 rifle, my hunting rifle I've been practicing with for the past few days camp.
That's pretty cool. And what day of the season did you end up getting that deer?
That was on Saturday, I believe. Saturday, we had about 10 minutes before we had to leave because it was getting dark out, and that deer came out at the perfect time.
Was it the Saturday before or after Thanksgiving?
It was the Saturday before.
Oh, okay, so the first big weekend then. Well, we're going to continue with Tucker's first buck story in our next Outdoor Report later this hour, so stay tuned for part two. Continued right here on The Outdoor Show.